Welcome to Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Sweet and sour take on raising teens into adults.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts.
How was back to school? Did it go smoothly?
Shopping or dropping them off?
I don't know. Whatever.
Cora?
It was fine. Jameson shopped all online. He never would go shopping with me.
Okay.
Me and Olivia had a day and we went shopping and it was super fun. And then Emma, I just bought a few things. So
we went to Park City the weekend before school and I had bought, if you know, obviously, you know, little girls are easy to buy clothes for.
Oh, 100%.
So Maisie already had quite a pile before we even went to Park City. So I didn't buy her a ton in Park City, but Max didn't find a lot, which he had something to wear on the first day. No, he bought like two pairs of shoes, but he'll only wear black pants. So I'm all, okay, I'll buy you two pairs of black pants.
Will he only wear black pants that are torn? Because we searched for those and could not find them.
No, he doesn't need holes. None of his have holes, actually. Just black pants. He hates jeans. He hates, like, the denim look for some reason. So anyways, so then the next day, Sunday, we get, Alex comes over with a big garbage bag full of his clothes. Like, all the, nice. Because Max will only wear, like, we went to TJ Maxx, we went to Target, and he's like, I'm not wearing that. Like, well, okay, where are you going to buy your clothes from? Zoomies or PacSun? I'm like,
I hate
that. $30 a t-shirt? You can have two t-shirts then. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, I literally had that conversation with Coleman.
So Alex comes with his garbage bag full of his Champion and
name brand
the guests and all the PacSun and Zoomies stuff that he wasn't wearing. And like eight more pairs of shoes. So Max is good.
And it's all name branded. It's fine. So it's fantastic. Back to school shopping was a joy. I had a meltdown.
Oh, yes, you did.
It's been such a bad summer. But I feel bad for my family. I had a meltdown in Old Navy. It was just bad. It was bad. So they got a couple things in Old Navy. I tried to get them to shop online. Jackson won't shop online. She wants the whole magical day of shopping. Mm-hmm. She'd gotten quite a few things. So we went shopping. She went shopping with friends, and I gave her some money for it. But she had enough and went on her own after that. And then Coleman doesn't want it. Like, he was like, I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it.
Wait, don't school shop. School won't happen.
Right. He went school shopping. He got three hoodies. And I was all, fantastic. Well,
there's your budget.
Where are we going to, what are we going to wear underneath that? And we walk out of the mall. And he's all, when is it going to get cold? I'm all, I don't know. It's 97. So you might be able to wear your back to school clothes in 3 months.
It's been so hot. We had a little bit of carpool drama.
Oh no. My lamps.
This is why
me and,
I don't
me and Chelsea
carpools.
Are in a carpool.
Oh.
The weekend before school starts, we have the carpool schedule. It's all mapped out. Monday, who takes who picks up. Tuesday, who takes who picks up. It was all there. Text. Everyone had it.
Yeah. Nope.
Didn't quite work out.
Ryan picked up four of the 5 days.
Unfortunately, one of the mothers is unknown to us.
And we don't even know her name.
And we did not have her number. So this is like third party information.
And nobody knows how she got in the carpool.
Yeah. So she's in the carpool. None of us know her first name. We didn't have her number. So the first week was a little bit of a mess.
It was a lot of bit of a mess.
And then I'm like, I kind of turned into Chelsea a little bit, Cora.
She totally did. I didn't do
it. I am figuring this out right now because I'm not doing that again next week.
You
said that in the chat.
Yes. So I was like,
give me this lady's number. I'm awkward and I'm just going to ask her what her name is because what else am I going to do?
It was seriously, I was like, Angela. Because she.
So did you call that person?
I texted her and I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know your first name. So we need to figure out carpool.
Well, and it was causing problems. Like, the kids were fighting. And everyone would be like, it's your mom. It's your mom.
And then the kids all had a different schedule, even though we had...
I feel like they made their own schedule.
Yeah, they totally did. Or they were going off of what last year was, or...
I have no idea. But it was a nightmare.
It was kind of a nightmare.
And I was all, I don't mean to be mean, but if we don't know this person, how come she's in our carpool?
Yeah.
And Let's pick someone who wants to drive it to be in our carpool.
So is she still in the carpool?
She was perfectly happy driving. It just, I don't think she got the information either. So it was a mess, but it's good now.
Well, and on Friday, Ryan's all, do you want to get carpool? Do you want me to drive and get carpool? And I'm all, I'm in the middle of having a full-on text message situation trying to figure out carpool.
Because I was determined to figure it out right then.
So, like, for real, this is what happened. I thought I was supposed to pick up on Tuesday. So I picked up on Tuesday. Angela got there on Tuesday because the message had come through backwards.
Where are all the kids?
So she picked up no one. I picked up everyone on the same day. So she's like, do you want me to take your Wednesday? And I'm like, no, let's just stick with the plan then. I'm a stick with the plan type person. Wednesday, picked up. Thursday, we get a call and nobody's there to pick up. So then Ryan goes and picks up again. Then on Friday morning, we get a text saying, oh, I guess so-and-so's not driving. Kind of you're on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally what happened.
Like, I'm going to take my kid, but they were the one who was supposed to drive everybody.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll take Max then.
So I was like, I'll just have Coleman take Jackson. Friday afternoons when
and then I just had it.
It was just.
And I don't get uptight about a lot of things. No, you know that. But that was driving me nuts.
And I was like, I didn't make this carpool, so I can't really do anything about it. I'm just going to just sit here and be like, okay, I'll drive again.
Right. Yeah, I don't do carpools for that reason.
Are we the only carpool people driving? You and Angela? Yes.
Yeah. It's good. Hopefully the rest of the year will run smoothly.
We can hope and pray.
Let's hope. Blake just takes Olivia, right? It's nice. It's fine. It's fine.
It will work out, but it was a funny conversation.
I exerted my, I don't know what it was. Your power?
I've never seen you like that.
It was super surprising. I was like, what? Angela's mad. I'm like, this is so new.
I hope this is okay, because this is what I'm doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how carpool back to school went.
Yeah.
Dropping off my college student wasn't bad. We didn't really drop her off. It wasn't horrible. The only part that was horrible is watching her say goodbye to her boyfriend.
Oh, that's like, so sad.
And I couldn't post about that.
Yeah.
But, like, I dropped her off and I cried a teeny bit and been like, I'm going to leave you here next week or whatever. Not horribly bad. I cried plenty the week before when she went to Idaho with her boyfriend. Watching them say goodbye and they spend the last hours together, like, of the last 3 days, all of them, I was like, now I don't want you to go to school. Like, just drop out.
Just stay here.
I'm like, I feel so bad. She only lasted 36 hours before she came back.
Before she had to come back. Yeah.
She's realized that an hour drive, people commute that to work. So she just comes.
So this is so doable.
Yeah. She's decided to not eat and just.
And just use gas.
Just use gas. Because she can't. She's using all of her food money to do.
Well, she's got it figured out.
To commute here back and forth.
How was your drop off, Cora?
Good.
Your second drop off.
Her place is so much nicer than last year.
Is that?
Oh my goodness. It's so much cheaper and so much nicer. I feel so much better about it.
Is it like a big apartment complex or is it a smaller?
It's just a row of townhouses.
Oh, nice.
So fun.
So not like the big student housing.
Nope. And she has her own bathroom, which will be so nice. Yeah. And she says she hardly sees her roommates. I was a little sad, but her boyfriend's up there and they're so happy to be together. I can't be too sad.
Well, when they come back, it's like you don't really know what you're doing. Like, there's some people have curfews because
it
you're in my
so
house.
It is so hard.
Some people don't. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, who does the chores because they used to live here, but now they don't.
Yeah.
But now they're living here again. So then their siblings are all, well, why aren't they doing anything?
It's not. Yeah. The second time's not as hard. The second year. Yeah.
That's good.
No. For sure. I feel like it wasn't. Well, the second child wasn't.
As hard.
Well,
your family's already so messed up now that it's never going to be the same anyway. So you're kind of like,
there is no normal anymore.
There's no normal.
You just get to roll with the punches. Yeah. We do a lot of that. Oh, on Hillary. So Hillary, who was our guest host that one time, Hillary texted me yesterday and said, because I texted her and said, oh, thinking of you this week, how are you doing with Wade leaving? Sad but happy is not an answer. Mm-hmm. You can do it. Because sad but happy
Yeah.
I hate that answer. I'm sad, but I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Bull. And she said, your message came through at the perfect time. It is awesome to feel like I have a friend thinking of me and won't accept sad but happy. Because I'm not quite at the happy perspective quite yet. She said it was super, super hard. Like a couple days of so, so sad. We've not sent off missionaries, so I'm not aware of how hard it can be. And her husband pointed out, well, you want things to change. And she's all, actually, I'd be fine if they never did.
Yeah, no kidding, me too.
She's all, I think you know. So she says, it's the longest week ever. Today is better than it was last week. So, and they dropped him off on time. In case you're wondering.
Good. He made it on time?
He made it on time.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Wasn't he catching a plane?
Yeah, they dropped him off at the airport.
Oh, they did?
So then okay. you can't so be late to
you
that.
Can't be late because yeah, you've got a plane to catch.
She did something super fun, though. Did you see her every day, like, of the last week last of summer?
Last week of summer? Yeah. It looks so fun.
That looks like something I need to do.
Yeah, like, she did, like, infection, like, in a game of infection. She had a treat for everything, so they would meet at a park. And it was just park games, pretty much, or a different location or scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Of every night, just living up the last week of summer. It looked so
fun. It did look so fun.
How long did she say she's been doing that?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I mean, it was obviously, like, mandatory because
everyone was
there. The married kids were there, too.
It obviously was something they've done, and it's a tradition, and we're going to do it.
Yeah.
That was super fun to watch.
It was. And she just had something fun every day. You know, they play pickleball.
And nothing, like, extravagant or...
No.
That would be hard to do. They made up a game one night, which looked so fun.
Right. Well, and it's like they got ice cream at the end. It wasn't like she threw a whole themed party.
No.
She just
totally doable.
Yeah, she texted them the time and the location pretty much every day, and that was it.
I loved it.
And I feel like it was spur of the moment. It seemed like it was spur of the moment. Like, they knew it was going to happen, but she hadn't picked what they were doing until, like, an hour
before. The actual activity was probably spur of the moment.
So it wasn't super, you know.
Well, and they went to get the scooters that one night, and they were too late, so then they had to totally change their plan. So.
That's right, because they didn't start until after 8 because it was, like, hot.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Super fun. She is awesome. Hopefully she's surviving, doing a little bit better this week.
Yes.
I have to bring up this one topic. Kate, Halloween changing to the last Saturday. Do you know there's, like, a signing thing?
There's a huge petition. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. Oh, I think it's so dumb.
I want to hear your point.
It's Halloween. It's October 31st. Who cares if it's on a Tuesday?
I do.
Why?
Because it's, I don't know. I just like it on a Saturday. Like, you can, like, make a cute dinner. I feel like it's so stressful to get them ready for school, get them home from school, feed them, get them trick-or-treating, have them come home. Have them not eat all their candy at the same time, and I'm not a big protector of candy, and then get them in bed, and then wake them up after a sugar crash to go to school to learn for another day or two. And it's useless. The day after school, working in the school, like, literally, they're horrid. They're horrid.
No, I'm sure. But so why don't you want Christmas to be every Saturday? What's the difference?
I would choose, if I really would.
To choose to have Christmas every Saturday?
I would choose to have Christmas Eve every
Because they don't have
Saturday
to go back to
and
school.
Christmas
but they don't have to go back to school for
the day after Christmas. Every Sunday. I love Christmas on Sunday. I think it's so fun.
I hate Christmas on Sunday.
So do I.
I hate it Christmas on Sunday.
Me.
It is the worst. Okay, to me it's like, so if Halloween's on a Wednesday, then you're like, oh, this is a fun break in our week. We have a holiday. Yay.
See, and I'm like, hey, Thanksgiving's always on the last Thursday. I like that. Because it's the last Thursday.
She can plan one day.
I can plan
it.
Yeah. So you're just like, oh, we're just spur of the moment. It's fantastic. I'm not.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Cora?
I really don't have an opinion. I don't love Halloween anyways, or really, I'm not a holiday person. So I don't really have an opinion.
You're not a holiday person at all?
And I think for younger kids, it would be really nice to have a trick-or-treat on a Saturday instead.
But I don't really have an opinion.
Saturday
is my date night, so I don't want to stay home and hand out candy on Saturday.
That you can do that for your date.
No, that wouldn't be fun.
Oh.
That's... Do you do a date night every Saturday?
Not every, but we try to.
That is... Why can't I pull up this article? It's making me angry. Well, it said that, like, Halloween is millennials' favorite holiday, so they want to give it due time to celebrate it.
So is the, I mean, you've read an article, obviously.
I've read lots of articles on it. I've signed the petition myself also.
Is the common opinion that, yes, it should be on a certain day? Or is the common opinion, keep it on the 31st?
I think everyone's
Do we know what common opinion is?
No. I don't think there is a common opinion on the people signing it. They want it on every Saturday, which I
would... So do I need to start one to keep it on the 31st?
Yes. Yeah. You do.
Well, it has like 150,000 signatures.
Which in reality is not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny.
And what are the steps to change that? Is that the president of the United States saying, okay, Halloween is on the last Saturday of October?
They change.
How do you change it?
Times.
I have no idea.
I don't know what the steps are to change a holiday. Wherever Halloween originated, which I don't really know, but there's a reason that it's on the 31st. Like, they're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Right?
It's probably not.
There's a reason why it's on October 31st.
It's October 31st. And I love it being the last day of October. I do. But I really miss that it's not, that they moved daylight savings time. I was super angry because I liked it because it would get dark. It would always change the Sunday before Halloween. So it would be dark for them to trick or treat. Now I feel like we're going out and like blazing
the middle
hot
of the day. Yep.
To go get your free
dozen donuts. When we were little, it was dark.
Yeah.
It's always dark.
Yeah. So that's my, but I think it would be nice. For teachers, it would be fantastic because it's a horrible day. And then they're sick. We have so many people
okay,
stomachache.
Okay, Chels.
Some people puke.
Maisie still has her Halloween candy.
So my kids don't eat.
Which makes sense because we always have candy in our house. So it's not even like a thing.
See, that's our house. We always have treats.
So her Halloween, like her, it's literally still in her pink pumpkin. Yeah. In her room.
You better throw that out because you've got another Halloween coming in a few weeks.
It's literally like almost September. Okay, so now we're talking about controversies.
Yes.
What about getting rid of daylight savings?
Oh, please. I would like that.
I'm kind of neither here nor
I would,
there.
I would hate that. You want it to be dark at 8 o'clock in the summer? That would be terrible.
I do love it when it gets dark early, though.
But in the summer? I hate it when it gets dark early.
Then you want daylight savings.
You want daylight savings. You don't want them to get rid of it.
But then I just, why don't they just keep it always
Because, like,
the same?
When I'm in Las Vegas in the summer visiting my sister, and it's, like, dark at 8 o'clock, I'm like, what is happening? This is stupid.
That's funny. I've never thought about it that way. It always makes my sleep pattern super weird for a little bit.
And I like the dark. Like, I love... Like, for real, at 5 o'clock at night.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm all, oh, my lands, I cannot do this day. And then all of a sudden, it starts getting dark, and I'm all, let's party! It's fantastic!
That's funny, I hate the dark.
This is great. Last night, we were sitting in the hot tub at, like, 10 o'clock. I'm all, oh, this is the best thing ever. It's dark. It's not so hot. I'm so excited for fall.
It has been nice the last few nights.
I know. So, I think it's funny that we have... that everyone is so...
Everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. Which is funny. But it's not really...
And
I mean...
I respect your opinion, Chelsea.
You do.
I do.
I respect yours. And I don't hate
You're
you.
You're not going to have a war on Facebook?
Let's have a Facebook war.
See how we just talked about that nicely? And it you said so what you well. Thought and I said what I thought. And we're still friends.
And we're still friends. We like each other. Cora said she has no opinion.
And
we
didn't
like,
get mad at her for not
say,
having an
opinion.
We didn't
say, have a freaking opinion.
Gosh, Cora.
Pick one of our sides, please. We are an example to everyone.
That's funny.
Okay. Let's just finish it up. Because we keep forgetting to finish
oh,
it up.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much today we talked about just random things we've been on our mind. We didn't have a topic, which was more fun, I feel like.
I didn't even know we were recording until we were like 10 minutes in. So that was fine.
Fun. Hopefully you all survive back to school and
Halloween, October 31st. Keep it there.
Sign the petition. Change it to the last Saturday.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer. We are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. The world in action.
can be life with no distractions. We'll get away. This is what we wait.